session, of this session, of the House Committee on Energy, Environment, and Water. Before we get to members, let's go ahead and talk about adoption of committee rules. Mr. Co-Chair.
Chair Gilliam, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules.
Wow. Chair Cannon moves to adopt the proposed committee rules. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, I would like to discuss it. I would like to ask our very able clerk to call the roll.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye. The motion passes. The rules are adopted on January 12, 2011. That concludes the formal part. So let's talk a little bit. If it's okay with you, Chair Cannon, we'll have folks introduce themselves and say a little bit about, we know the drill, but we're all interested in what we have to say. I didn't realize that Representative Bailey was on the phone. Still there?
Yes, I am, Mr. Co-Chair.
Would you like to kick us off from afar?
Why, thank you, I would.
Oh, good.
My name is Jules Bailey. I have the honor of representing House District 42, Inner, Southeast, and Northeast Portland, contiguous to Co-Chair Cannon's district. And this will be my second term in the House and second term on a committee of this flavor, and looking forward to serving with all of you.
Nothing else about YouTube or anything like that?
We'll save that for later.
Shall we go down direction to Representative Thompson?
Jim Thompson. I represent House District 23, which is a big chunk of West Valley from Wilhelmina Sheridan down to Harrisburg and wraps around into southern Marion County. Very rural area. Very dependent on jobs in the biomass industry. Not that that should come up this session, but just in case it does. I'm glad to be here.
Vice Chair.
Yeah, Wayne Krieger from District 1. Got that rating. I went from 48 to number 1. And spent a career at the State Police Game Division of 28 years. This is my sixth term here. You know, my rural communities on the South Coast, Coos Curry, and part of Douglas are very dependent on all of our natural resources, tourism, timber, commercial fish, sport fish, ag. And as you know, those counties are, their unemployment rates are astronomical. And I'm hoping we can focus on some things that would make job creation and opportunities better in those rural communities. And that kind of follows a little bit what the governor was saying. So I think if we can work together, and I think that there's a mood that has been put forward by the co-speakers of some real good expectations for us, and I think we need to try to get there.
Thank you. If you don't mind, I'd like you to go last.
Sure.
Is that right? Let's go down to this end.
Jefferson Smith, representing District 47, which is East Metro, sort of East Portland. My second term on this committee, and it was really interesting in the last session, and I think it'll continue to be really interesting, and has some really fine people on it, and plus Representative Krieger is new to the committee. Representative Krieger, who reminds me more of my Uncle Dennis than anybody in the entire world, and one day I want to introduce you guys and other people. If you guys hang out with them, you will get the analogy. What else do I have to say? It's great to be here. Happy New Year. It's good to see Jim Thompson. I guess I'd say this. As we face this, you know, evenly, I'm not going to say divided, sort of evenly together legislative chamber, and this kind of unique historical challenge that Oregon's facing, to the extent we can be looking for win-win-win solutions, I think we'll be stronger as a chamber, stronger as a committee, and stronger as a state.
Cliff Benz, representative from District 60, which, of course, is Melville County, Harney County, Baker County, and the better part of Grant County. 26,000 square miles of almost a quarter, between a quarter and a third of the environment of the state of Oregon. I'm very happy to be back on this committee. Background, I have a lengthy background in water, having served on the Water Resource Commission of the state of Oregon for 8 years, and then having been engaged in water law litigation for 15 years. So the area of water is of huge interest to me. And also energy, having worked with Idaho Power and other utilities across the state and dam relicensing and other procedures, I'm very, very interested in power issues. I enjoyed working last session with Co-Chair Cannon on this precursor to this committee, and I look forward to working with all of you again. And I notice we have no junior members. We're all seasoned. Is that the word?
Yep. Some more than others. There's not any freshmen in our whole committee.
What?
Wow.
Oh, I'm talking about the co-chair.
Mr. Krieger. I didn't think about that.
Thank you so much, Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Deborah Boone, I represent House District 32, which is most of Clatsop, all of Tillamook, some of Washington, and some of Columbia counties. So I have a coastal and an agricultural type district. And I was on this committee last time, the other permutation of it, and I am ecstatic that we have added energy to this mix. And those who know me know I work a lot in ocean energy or hydrokinetic energy, and I'll make you all spell it, unless we come up with a better word. And but the operative word there is hydro. And we have a lot of water, a lot of action in our water offshore and in our rivers, and I am a firm believer that we should be harnessing it in some capacity. So I am very happy to be on this committee. I look to, I mean, I'm even happy to have Benz on one side and Gilliam on the other and Krieger down the road there. But I look forward to us doing some really good things here. Some of our projects will be creating jobs as well as creating renewable energy sources or harnessing renewable energy sources. And I'm looking forward to all the good things that we'll be doing in this in this committee. Thank you.
Well, I'm Vic Gilliam, and I'm co-chairing the committee with Representative Cameron Cannon. And it's an honor to do that, but I will have a hard time keeping up because of the expertise that I see on my left and right.
We're well aware.
We've discussed that. So I guess I've stated the obvious. And I really was quite moved by your comment. It's nice to see all these good people on the committee and Representative Krieger. It's really very kind of you. I didn't say this very well in ag, but I'll try again. It was an ag earlier today, Agriculture Committee, Natural Resources. And I really believe that there is a huge urban-rural divide in this state. And I think and committees like Agriculture, Natural Resources, and a committee like this one, it can be made worse, or we can actually start to bridge that divide. And I believe that we will. I used Representative Smith as an example. In the first time I served on this committee as co-chair, the work that he did with Representative Jensen on some very important water issues, not only was it impressive because of his abilities, but it was encouraging because of you wouldn't call yourself inner city, but people from Malala would, because of a Portland guy who took the time to listen and to work together with somebody that we all know is sort of the granddaddy of water issues. That's impressive, and it was a pleasure to be part of that committee. We've got huge issues obviously facing our state and our budget, but I believe that these issues are among the most important, not only for how we take care of our state, but for how we move forward. I think we need a game-changing kind of plan to be good stewards and utilize our energy and our environment to move ahead. I used to be a Portlander, and I have represented Silverton Malala for 4 years, and now this is my third term. And my point of view, having moved there 12 years ago, has changed immensely. And you don't have to go very far out of this city to be in rural Oregon in my district. My co-chair,
represents and lives in my old neighborhood, my Mount Tabor neighborhood. And I find a particular connection there with him. When we were serving together and I was his vice chair, he drove me crazy at times, but not because he had surprises, not because he wasn't respectful. We may have differences in philosophy, but we find a lot of common ground, and we find a lot of issues we can work together. I respect him very much. I think we're going to have a good committee. We're under a new pressure with the annual sessions in the 160 days, but I think we can do it, and I'm very pleased to be part of it. I just want to also be sure you all know that we're very happy that Beth Petrino is back with us, at least today.
Only?
Only for today.
I'm very upset that Beth Petrino, after hearing my speech apparently, has put in for a transfer. No, well, we appreciate your service, and it's good to see you today.
Thanks.
And Mike Riley, who, so far, we're three for three, aren't we? So we're glad he's here. And the last thing I'd say is this co-chair thing, I don't care what you call us. I know you're up to no good, so just a second. but keep it short. It'd be good for folks that are coming to testify and for us. I don't care if you call us by first name or by chair only, but I think the co-chair thing probably... You probably stumble over that.
Yeah. It's just one little comment. You're talking.
Hold on.
You're not done yet?
I'll half recognize.
This is going to be great.
Here?
We're going to. This session's going to be great.
You agree?
This
should really recognize.
Hey, it's your call.
All right, go ahead.
Maybe a disclaimer. I was born in Portland. I 1940, and then my folks were smart enough, though, to move out in 1943. So, you can't say that I don't have some sympathy for Portland.
But what neighborhood represented?
I think it's, I'm not certain, but I think it's covered by one of those overpasses now.
Oh.
Those big whirly things in the highway up there, you know?
Yeah. And the wagon wheel ruts are gone now, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Ben Cannon. I represent House District 46. It's in Portland. On the east side, Mount Tabor is at the center of the district. It includes Laurelhurst and Montevilla, parts of Lentz, and the Tabor neighborhoods. Glad to be serving again on this committee. This is the third session for me and the third session that I've had something to do with the committees related to energy, environment, and water. Heartened and want to pick up on some of the words of Representative Gilliam. We're elected to represent our districts, of course, but we're also here to help serve the state. And, I think there's sometimes tension between those two things, but I hope that we're all attempting to keep in mind what's best for the entire state. And, I think, and some of you may have heard this spiel of mine before, but I think there was a time in Portland, a time in our state's history when my constituents, the people of inner Portland, were very likely to have pretty strong ties to rural Oregon.
Uh-huh.
They may have grown up there or had family there. They very likely had economic interest in what happened in rural Oregon, because even if they were lawyers or bankers, their businesses were serving the businesses of natural resource development in rural Oregon. That has changed since I grew up in Portland, even. It's been that recent. And that's created challenges for our state politically. It's created challenges for our state economically. I have a lot of constituents for whom it isn't a real priority, frankly, what's going on in rural Oregon. But I think there are some opportunities to help change that. I think we can help change that, partly by the tone that we set in this body. And by the kinds of conversations that we have with our constituents. I think there are some ways that the economy is changing to help re-knit rural and urban Oregon back together. I look at energy as one of those ways, and Representative Boone, I mean, your work and the work at coastal communities to help lay the foundation for renewable energy on the coast, certainly renewable projects in other parts of the state that are helping recreate some of the ties between rural and urban Oregon. The water work that Representative Jensen did, I think there are other examples of the types of economic development projects that can help bring our parts of the state together. We will be looking, I will be looking on this committee for times where we, bills, projects where we are not forced to make a choice between doing well for the environment and doing well for the economy. I think that we can very often find ways to do those things together. And I think that's the challenge of this committee, and that's the opportunity for this committee. So I'm really grateful to be serving again on it. Really especially happy that I drew the long straw and have, as my co-chair, Representative Gilliam. And we worked together during the 2009 session when he was the vice chair of this committee, and really appreciate the spirit of collaboration I think we had then. As he said, we didn't always agree, but always civil, always no surprises, constructive deliberation, and I think we'll find that again this session. So really, really grateful that you were helping us here. So like with that, good, feels over.
Did you stay with us, Representative Bailey? I thought so. All right, if there's nothing else at this moment, any questions about schedule?
Tuesday, Thursday. That's my other.
And thanks for those that would come for this opening session. I'm sure we'll see you again. That's all the committee members.
Been riveting.
We are adjourned.